Let's Go Live to Hampden with Phil McDonald and Dave Galloway.
Oh, I need oxygen. What a breathtaking game. Where do you start? Well, Aberdeen 3, Hibs 2 is how it has finished. Aberdeen are through to the Scottish Cup final next month against one half of the Old Firm. We'll find out Aberdeen's opponents tomorrow. What a start to this game, firstly, for the Dons. Inside the first 15 seconds, one goal to the good. Rooney striding through to score with a very fine finish after McGregor's misplaced pass. Play did become a bit scrappy, but it was keenly contested with plenty tasty tackles. The Dons were certainly the better team at this stage. Magnificent goal by Christie from a free kick, wide on the right, in 25 minutes, made it 2-0 to the Dons. Christie totally caught out Marciano at his near post to score. Wonderful technique. Hibs at this stage were really wobbling, they were posing very little threat, but goals do change games. On 36 minutes, they pulled one back. Boyle with a cross from the right for sub Holt to score with a close range header. Like I say, goals certainly turn games on their head, and Hibs made a confident start to the second half. However, a long range angled drive from Logan wasn't far away to restoring the Dons' two goal advantage. That had Marciano scrambling across his line. Hibs though got an equaliser on the hour. McGeer collected a Holt flick on to very coolly side foot the ball under Lewis. Hibs definitely on top at that stage. Aberdeen though steadied themselves. Shinney's 30 yarder was deflected into the keeper's arm. Hibs though really did have a grip of the game. However, there was a late twist to the tale. On 85 minutes, Hayes with a shot that took a deflection off McGregor to find the net. It just rolled in past the bemused keeper, but the drama wasn't quite finished. In injury time, Hibs got a corner on the right hand side. It was swung into the box. Marciano, the Hibs goalie, was right up with play. He got his head onto it, and Lewis saved well. Phil, what a game. What a game.
Breathtaking. Absolutely breathtaking. I mean, Hibs were all over us. You know, I think we have to admit that with
at
10 minutes to go.
Were, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was all Hibs. You know, you just thought, when is the winner coming? But games like this remind you why you love football. Just unpredictable to the very end. Johnny Hayes tries a hit and hope. Gets a break of the ball off McGregor, who was unfortunately to blame for our first goal as well. And party celebrations. It's been incredible. And some wonderful scenes at the end here, you know, the Hibs fans, you know, applauding their team off the pitch, you know, no sulking away, you know, they've had a great run, a great defence of the cup, and we really had to fight them to end it today. And wow, what a finish.
Great teams, they find a way to win matches when they're not playing well. Aberdeen weren't brilliant today, but as Dennett McInnes likes to say, they found a way to win the match. They ground it out. He said before the game, didn't he, Phil, that, you know, he would love Aberdeen to win with great style, to play Hibs off the park, but if that wasn't possible, just find a way to win, and we did.
Well, that's the frustrating thing. You know, we'd all love it to have been, you know, a really calm, collected display of football with, you know, beautiful passing and shooting, etc. But unfortunately, not every game of football is like that, and we had to dig in. We had to dig the heels in today. And like you say, it is the sign of a good team where you're mentally strong enough, because we could have folded at 2-2. The floodgates could have opened, but we ground out a win. And I think you have to deserve it, because, as you say, goals win games.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Aberdeen just edged it on the balance of play. 12,000 or so Aberdeen fans, very, very happy as they troop out of the ground. They'll have a very nice journey back up the road to Aberdeen and the North East and the Highlands and wherever it is they are going to. And no doubt the drink will be flowing. I think when I get home, and I'm sure, Phil, when you get home, we will probably need a drink to steady what's left of our nerves.
I think I just need a glass of water or a cup of tea just now, to be honest. But yes, there will be a red and white party in the Granite City tonight, and I, for one, cannot wait to get home.
The Dons are in the Scottish Cup final. It is finished here at the National Stadium. Aberdeen 3, Hibs 2.